You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, 'In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is this favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labor, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also." Here ends the scripture reading. I do appreciate this format that is different from the early days when I prepared Advent and Lenten devotionals for my congregations. Then, each had just a snippet of scripture with a brief devotion on a half-size page. This larger size allows for more scripture, and I'm thankful we can include the entire reading above. If you don't have time to read these simple thoughts, then read the scripture. The message is clear today. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile us to himself through the death and resurrection of that only begotten Son. And now God has given to us this ministry of reconciliation. We are to share the good news that in Christ, God is reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us. Now, God has entrusted this message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, Paul says, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We are to share the good news of this reconciliation, the good news of the coming of the Prince of Peace. We are also to embody, to live this reconciliation day by day, in home and family, in congregation and community. How else can we be ambassadors for Christ? Let's pray. Lord God, help us to not be restricted in our own affections. With the love of Christ, widen our hearts that we may more readily be ambassadors for Christ in his ministry of reconciliation. Amen. A suggested Advent action. Consider two things you can do to be an ambassador of reconciliation.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.